March 19. Oneness. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John chapter 17, verses 22 and 23. What attainments are there presented for the Christian's endeavor, but how far short are our practices? Were our practices in harmony with the command of our Lord, the result would be glorious. He says, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. Jesus did not pray for that which was not attainable by us. And if this unity is possible, why do not those who are professed followers of Christ strive more earnestly for this condition of grace? When we are one with Christ, we shall be one with his followers. The great want of the soul is Jesus, the hope of glory. Through the Holy Spirit this unity may be attained, and love for the brethren will abound, and men will take knowledge of us that we have been with Jesus and learned of him. Our life will be a reflection of his holy character. As believers in him, we shall represent his meekness of spirit, his gentleness of demeanor. Individually, the Church of God must answer the prayer of Christ till we all come into the unity of the Spirit. What is it that causes dissension and discord? It is the result of walking apart from Christ. At a distance from him, we lose our love for him and grow cold toward his followers. The farther the beams of light recede from their center, the wider separated they become. Each believer is as a beam of light from Christ, the Son of Righteousness. The more closely we walk with Christ, the center of all love and light, the greater will be our affection for his light-bearers. When the saints are drawn close to Christ, they must of necessity be drawn close to each other, for the sanctifying grace of Christ will bind their hearts together. You cannot love God and yet fail to love your brethren. Ellen G. White, 1888 Materials, pages 1048 and 1049.